Hey everyone, it's a wonderful new episode of the Music Attic podcast. I've said that five times fast.
I never realized that was tough to say, but it is.
It is. It really is sometimes. Of course, myself, Tom McDonough, and my co-host,
Mark Taylor. I wasn't sure if you were going to say it, but I'll introduce myself.
Yes, exactly. Introduce yourself. This week we have, this episode, I always did remember doing it for weeks on end for so many years that I say this week because we did them for so many, but we're not doing them every week just yet. But this episode, our guest is Nikki Crawford.
I love Nikki Crawford.
Yeah, she's great. She's a lot of fun. She is definitely got someone who has a, how can I say the word? Panache.
Panache. Je ne sais quoi. A certain joie de vivre. Throw out all the words, Tom. She is just fun. And what a live show she has, man. I love to see her performing live, man. That's one of the old school type of acts where, you know, you go, you get your money's worth.
And she not only does she do music, she acts.
Absolutely. And you know, not like theater. I mean, like not to poo-poo theater. I'm like, you know, it's not the name. I mean, she's on TV and Apple TV and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's got a couple movies. She's doing some series. She's serious. She's a serious girl with a lot of talent.
A lot of talent and a lot of energy. I really, her personality is one of those that just catches you in, and you just want to go for the ride. She's fun to talk to.
She's great to talk to. Positive.
Yeah, man.
She's absolutely so positive. I just love talking to her because she's beyond positive. Always has a great outlook, and she's just super nice.
And pipes.
And you can sing. Oh.
Yeah.
She sends chills down my spine when she sings.
If she's ever in Chicago, I got to work with her. If she's in Chicago, I got to work with her, Tom. Yeah. I like her energy, man.
She said she was going to come. So hopefully we can get her there and get her to go do something, get one song.
Absolutely. Well, you know, no one comes in the winter time, so it'll be sometime in the summer, I'm sure.
What's winter? What is that?
Oh, stop it. No one likes to show off, Tom. No one likes to show off.
Yeah, what's winter? What is that?
Is it like 70 and sunny?
No, ooh, no. Today was 90.
Same thing every day. Was what?
90.
Stop yourself.
No, today was 90.
Well, they're telling us we might get a half inch of ice.
Yeah, so which is, I don't know if I want to cringe more than when you say 13 inches to 18 inches of snow, but I think the half inches of ice is the worst ever. You can't travel.
Fireworks. Oh.
You can't do anything, and salt does not work on that because it becomes black ice. Because you know,
you can't even get in your car.
No. No, because the cars, oh, God, I remember doing that for so many years, trying to tap away the ice just to get in your car.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like fish flies.
Which is why, you know, I'm not going anywhere today, Tom. I'm going to stay home and relax.
I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. These are probably the droids you're looking for.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Absolutely not.
The Jedi mind trick.
Absolutely, man. You know, of the two, the 13 inches of snow or the ice, man, I'll take the snow because I got all boys, Tom. So when it comes to the shoveling, my shoveling days are over. Day. Yep.
When we had snow down here, which is unheard of in Florida.
What is that like?
It looks like sand, but it's really snow. It was different. It's definitely a different
thing. Can you imagine saving up all your money to go from Chicago to fly down to Florida so you can get the fun and sun and then get down there and it's snowing?
It's snowing. You're like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's got to be devastating.
So Pensacola had 10 inches of snow. The most snow it's ever snowed in Florida. No, 10 inches of snow there in it. The Mayport and the other right in that area, there's a right on the beach was just covered in snow, which is unheard of. It's the most snow. So global warming's not a thing, everyone, because I mean, this is just not a thing, right? But
it's not real.
The strangest weather patterns based off of it. So the snow travel along where our hurricanes have been traveling the last couple of years. So it's predictable, but man, what an interesting time it is. And God, all that ice is going to be a miserable.
Yeah, I can't believe 10 inches of snow. That's crazy. I did not hear that. That didn't make the local long, news.
Of course, because it melted. The next day was in the 60s. So, it's kind of like Michigan. Go from, 0 to 80 in 24 hours. You can have all four seasons in one day.
Yeah, but those kids got to have a snow day.
Snow day. But it's added on the end of the year.
Yeah, sorry, but kiddos. Still, they've only heard myths of a snow day.
Yeah, what is those?
I hope they built snowmen, Tom. I really
did.
Do.
There was a lot of snowmen, and people were sledding and taking the long slides and going down the bridges, which is kind of funny.
Sounds dangerous.
The bridges have an incline all the time, so they were taking them and taking the sledding down the bridges.
Sounds dangerous.
I don't know if I do them on some of the bigger ones, but on the smaller ones, I don't think it's a big deal because the water's not that deep. But you're not going down there. But God, could you imagine? Because you and I both have done it as kids, going down the hill. You hit ice, you have no idea where you're going to go.
Yeah, or where you're going to stop.
We're going to stop. Yeah, I did stop in a tree, just went. Yeah, that was the last time I got up there. Was daring to consistently go down the hill. I remember well. That's one of the few things I remember from my childhood, but that was one of them.
I hear you. Oh, man, I don't know how we got off topic. We were talking about Nikki. We got out into the snow.
Yes, snow. Nikki Crawford is one of the artists that I've known a long time. And I have to admit that her songs just mesmerize me, much like you think about they always say this, the siren song, because she just memorizes, totally, just like, wow, she can sing and has vocal ranges all over the place.
And in this new world of cookie cutter created artists where you don't always get the performance, and if you do, it's staged. It's they're singing to tape and to track. No disrespect, it's hard to sing and dance. It's nice to see just a performer that just leaves it all on the stage, man. She really does. You get your money's worth if you go to a Nikki show. It's really fun.
Exactly. Now, I would mention our recent Reverb campaign will be coming to an end. Our new one will start in a couple, at least a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks. If you want to be on this show, definitely, definitely submit through the campaign on Reverb Nation. I will put up the links at the website. Under the matter of fact, this interview, I'll do it. So anybody wants to submit, that could be on the show, go for it. We love the submissions. We love we like to take everyone, but we know we can't. So we've been doing slowly but surely. We have some new picks that are coming up for this current campaign. So good luck to everyone. And we of course stay also current and all the things that happen, and especially some of our tips of the trade with our newsletter.
Absolutely. And we try to be a place where you can your one-stop shop for musical tips, tricks, advice, whatever you need. We try to be the place where you can come and get your questions asked and answered.
Well, so with that being said, without further ado, on to our interview.
See you on the other side.
Hey, everyone. I want to welcome our next guest, which is Nikki Crawford. Now, Nikki, I have known
you a while. Nikki J. Crawford.
Nikki J. Crawford.
Yay.
You know what? I say that all the time, actually, when I do talk about you, actually. I do say that a lot. And I do spell that out.
With
my interns, I was spelling that out. I need you to go look at this one, and I did spell that out. So
Yes.
So we've interacted 2016, 2017 since. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. And you know what? I am sorry that I've been doing radio and podcasts all this time and you've not been on.
No worries.
I just met you. You're on right away. I love what you do. That's why Tom has me, because I got to you right away.
Thank you, Mark. But I ain't mad, Tom. I knew you was gonna get me. I knew it. I knew.
Mark said it best off camera. You are a veteran. You are one of the things that you are like us and me when I was in performing on stage. You understand the timing. You understand where you're supposed to be on stage at all times. You know how to walk from the car to the stage. You also know the beat. You know where exactly where the harmony, melody, everything's supposed to equate to where it's supposed to be. And dancing. Oh, don't forget that, because people are supposed to do that too. And choreography on all that stuff. The most modern day artists in the younger generation have not gone through the rigorous training that we had to go through to get where we're at. And with you being the veteran that you are, it's probably feeling a little bit different in this world since, you know, the last like 3 years at least. It probably feels, and I've said, and Mark and me have said this, it's like the Twilight Zone. We're in a different world than we were 12 months ago, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Literally, it's just music. Absolutely. Music's different. The whole, everything's different. I mean, going out everything. To dinner is different. Everything's that's different.
Just a normal conversation.
Yeah.
The different. Frame still rises to the top, Nikki. And, you know, with all that being said, I hope people listen to your, because I like your sound, you know, and I hope people take a chance to listen to you, because when we say vet, and we're not calling you old.
Oh, I know what you meant. It was the truth, what he said. Yeah, yeah.
Mark, you're old. I'm young.
The industry was different, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. And I remember, you know, saying it, Twilight Zone, that's just a good way to put it, because you feel like, wow, you know, like I have said to you, like I remember I had to do more things, discipline, I had to learn how to say the right note, do the right lines. Like, that's so beautiful of you, Tom, to say how I even know how to walk to the stage. I mean, that's a thing, you know. It's definitely different. And I love all of the folks today doing what they're doing, but it is a different thing. It just kind of, you know, I use the term nearly willy right now. It feels like you can just throw it out, just don't. And I just wasn't able to be nearly willy. So, you know, we had to have that stuff together. You know, you talked to Mark. I wanted to say this before about how, like, when you said Michael Jackson song beginning and end, like, who would know what Sympty Code is today?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who would know that? Like, I remember going, oh my gosh, I got to do it again.
We dropped code.
You in trouble. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a word no one knows at all.
Who would know? Just us three. You know what I mean? Yes. So I know what you're saying. It's different.
Also, you know, when you're on stage, you sing with grace. Literally, you do. You have. And there's very few people I've come across in my travels in music and on stage. And I've been on stage with many of the very many famous people. But listening to you, you have a certain grace about you and certain vocal range. You never challenge your vocal range. You keep within the comfort zone of your vocal range. And you have a long, very big range. But you sing effortlessly with emotion, which I rarely see in anybody who is up and coming in from the age group of 18 to 25 today, because they just never got that. And then sometimes it isn't something you can learn. This is a gift. And I think that it's tough. You don't see it as much anymore. I've seen it in a couple of young kids, very few, but not like before, where you'd go to somewhere and you'd have 10 women that could sing the same.
Just sing it. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, well, wait a minute. Here I am in this thing. But now that's narrowed down to one or two, and usually one in a group of 10. So it's a much different scene. The kids probably don't practice as much. I mean, all of us learned. We all of us had to learn either, you know, an instrument, more than one instrument, understanding how it all went together, songwriting. Oh, God forbid, we had to get to a group and do that on paper.
Oh, and, my Lord.
And also to sing in conjunction with each other is a tough thing. And that is, it was tough then, and it's much tougher now, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, I grew up, I was Ray, I, you know, I guess I had a little bit of of the help was, you know, I grew up in church. I grew up singing. Mama said I came out singing, and I've been just, you know, I had that my whole life, church and everything, and my folks always, my mom and them had all the good music, so I had all that. But they were very, oh, you want to sing? Okay, well, let's go practice. Let's go sing it. Let's go get it together. And, you know, but go also take out the trash and go do this. And do, but let's practice. Let's, yo, you, that's what you want to do? You know. So I had to do all that. But I did have the church, and I did have the people behind me, my granny, my mama, my all these women that that told me I could do it. So I believe that has a lot to do with what you see is I was first told, oh, I can do this. And the support to practice and to go do it, you know, that. So I believe that definitely helped.
So would you say your first influences were gospel artists or were they secular artists?
I have to say gospel because I just, you know, we I sang in church growing up, and we had church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, Friday, you were in church Saturday, all day.
Twice on Sunday, three times on Monday. You know, it was that. It was like Mama said, if you ain't in school, we going to the church.
I thought I had it bad. I had mass three times a week. I thought I had it bad, but wow.
You and I know you. Yeah, and I know you know, you know, and because it was always some building fund meeting. The church, you know, this meeting and this and the choir practice. And so then church on Sunday. And then, you know, so yeah, I would say gospel is actually the first. But, you know, I would go home with Mama, see, and she had that record player. See, here we go again, where you would slide and then the records was on one side, and the player was on the other side. Yeah. And she had all that good stuff. Frankie Beverly and Mays, Stevie Wonder, Shaka, Bobby Blue Bland. And I'm talking, I was little itsy bitsy. So I had both of them, all that good stuff and gospel.
Wow.
You know, Mahalia gospel, you know. So I had the good stuff from my folks for real early.
So you also do acting too, or have in the past. So you've had the live stage performance bug on both ends of it. And it's, again, that's to the mold. I've always said this, this to be true. Everyone asks about the music industry, simple and plain. The mold was made. And Elvis was a great example. 36 number one hits, 36 movies.
Wow.
So to be able to do all that, and that's today's day and art. If you look at everybody, they do in 360s, do, you know, do movies, TV, and music. It is a the requirement, but it also is a talent. You can't just walk out and act like and drop emotion and cry at a drop of a hat on the right cue. That's not easy to do.
It is not. And thankfully, you know, I've been through a lot, Tom. So a lot of that stuff, you know, I'd make a joke when I write the book, everybody would be like, yeah, right. Did that really happen? Come on, you know? Yes. I went through all that.
Well, Tom's being kind of modest. He said you do a little acting, but from what I've heard, you had a little something come out recently. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. We just released a beautiful movie. Me and the writer, director, producer, extraordinaire, our fearless leader, Elizabeth Ayiku. And I'm one of the producers on this beautiful project called Me, Little Me. And it is just a beautiful thing. It released November 8th on Apple TV and Amazon. And it's just, it's about this young Black girl who has to go to work every day and also deal with her mental health, you know, and as a Black woman. So it's like, I can't just quit work and go in treatment, you know, and the resources that the Blacks get compared to other people, and, you know, just about mental health in its entirety, and how it's just not swept under the rug in this movie. It tells you the truth, and it's told through this girl named Maya, and I play Elle, a psychiatrist in the real life, because it's based on true stories in Elizabeth's real life. And I play Elle, one of the counselors who she finally met that made her feel like she was enough. you know. So go see it, you guys. I think you'd love it. You know, we're very proud of it. It's been a long time coming, but we finally got it out, distributed through Buffalo 8. Buffalo 8, a bonded company.
Yeah, I know Buffalo 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's so cool. And it's such a positive message to have. You know, Tom and I are both really strong advocates for mental health. Being in this business, we've seen a lot of people that could have benefited from some mental health intervention. So I'm so glad that people speak on it more openly now, because, you know, coming up, that wasn't something you spoke on.
No.
So
especially black people.
Woo, come on.
We were just like, oh, no. It's either the Lord will fix it or ain't nothing wrong. You all right?
Yep. Or he's just a little touched.
Oh, yeah. He just all right. He just go to church or, you know, get some roller tuss and you good, you know.
But you said it's on Apple
TV and Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, you can stream that on either.
You can stream it on either. And December 8th, is it December 8th? Oh, shoot, don't kill me. But I think December 8th, it'll be everywhere. So
nice.
It's coming, you know, so y'all go see it when you can. I believe you really will enjoy it. Let me know what you're thinking now.
Oh, absolutely. Amazon Prime I can't wait to see it.
Go ahead, Mark, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I can't wait to see it. Yeah. You know, I'm so happy to see people just winning, and I always want to, you know, we get to touch a small group of artists, and I love to see our people winning. So that is so cool. And I'm not trying to embarrass you, but you know, is it not enough that you got a movie, but you got some music that just dropped too, correct?
Yes, we have a single that's out there called You Are Enough. See, we were just speaking about that. And it's another one, long time coming, and it's just one of those things that just came from the heart. You are enough, you know, and it's about, there's a time in my life where I didn't know that. But then when you start knowing it, whoo, and I want everybody to know you are enough where you are type of song. It's groovy, you know, and it's like Afrobeat, all live instruments that, you know. So
you don't see that anymore. Not as much anymore. Live instruments is like a thing of like the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah, it's a cool song. Y'all go check it out. You Are Enough.
I love Afrobeat. I mean, you had me at Afrobeat, but then when you said all live, come on now.
A lot of good percussion. Yeah.
Now, is that available everywhere? It's already out?
Available everywhere. Already out. You Are Enough.
And you have more coming too.
Yes, we are. We're going to have that third record finished finally. You know, and it's in the pipeline. Like all the songs are pretty much done. You know, we got to tweak here, tweak there. A lot of like I say pandemic, but just even after that, life stuff happened. So it pushed us, but we are finally tightening all that stuff up, and we're going to release the entire third record here soon, y'all. So be ready. I have to come back and talk to y'all
when it goes to
record.
Now, yeah, come to us before it drops, because all this stuff is already out. Let us have an exclusive, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll take the exclusive. We don't want you on. We don't want you on any of the late night talk shows. None of the those things. You want to come here first, then you can go there.
All right. Yes.
Yes, and my friend, you know, Mr. Fallon, he can wait.
Oh man, please! He ain't even talked to me up until now, so he can wait now.
Yes, Jimmy stays busy. That's for sure. I get it. But it's you have shared the stage with many of artists. You have a story. It's not like you've just come out and never, you know, not you. You've played. You've been on many of these shows. As a matter of fact, I believe you were, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you were even on Saturday Night Live at one point, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I did that show with Macy Gray. I did Macy.
I love Macy. Macy's beautiful. And people have to experience her firsthand to understand her, because she is a musical genius in so many ways.
She really is. I mean, you know, it's like, She crazy, but she crazy, crazy smart, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, she just got it all up here, you know? That's just the way she roll. It's just like, she got it. She got it. Just give her a minute, man, because she got it, you know? And I love her to death. Like, that's just how we do, you know? That's us.
You do that well.
I've never met her. I know one of her producers, less engineers from way back, but I've never met her. But she seems like she would be a character.
She's, you know, I always say, and I believe I know this to be true. I mean, I was around her for over 3 years, almost every other day. And she's just a intelligent person. You know, them highly smart folk. You know what I'm talking about? They're a little bit up here more than I have people around me like that. Like, I got a little intelligence. I do. But stay up here, you know, a little bit more in the intelligent realm. She just happens to also do music. You know what I'm saying? One of them. That's how I feel about her. She's a sweetie pie.
She's like Hendrix, way ahead of their times.
Absolutely.
Forever. And then that's the thing, is to understanding her, she's way ahead of her time. And she is, most people wouldn't be certain what they, when they sit and talk to her, wouldn't be certain what to think of her. But you're right, she is way above the rest of us.
And I think that's how a lot of ways. We got on because I was like, hey, girl, I just was me, and I think that was cool for her, you know. And then I'm like, oh yeah, there's some intelligence, different intelligence going on, you know.
Yeah. So which makes her beyond creative.
And absolutely.
Yeah, she's so and again, you've had a few people you have played with, and it is just. The list is, I could probably spend the next 10 minutes going down that list.
Yeah, man. Carlos.
It's a good list.
Yeah, Carlos Santana. That was one of my favorites. Beautiful.
Carlos is another one. Great character. Yes.
Absolutely.
He can play, and he knows it.
Oh, man. And his insides. That's how I feel about him. It's what you think. That's it. His insides are just, you know, beautiful, you know, him and his wife. They're both just beautiful humans. And I appreciate them. They gave me, you know, he let me hang out and sing with him for a few months, which was really, really cool.
Yes.
You know, I love to hear your music, but I love to see you live. I mean, you really do put on a performance. I've seen quite a few of your videos, and I think that live performance is almost, I don't want to say a lost art, but it's not what it was. And you kind of remind me of the artist that I watched coming up. I like how you perform. I like how you connect to the song. If you were talking to one of these younger singers, what would you say to them? Because so many of them lean on the auto-tune. They lean on technology. What would you say to them?
Mark, I have to say, I have to tell you how come I think it translates like what you're saying. And I start from here. When I go out to do a show, and this is the truth, when I start, I'm in a space that's by myself, like they all know, like Stewart, I just go sit with myself. And then I really literally go, okay, whatever, whoever you want to talk to, with Lord, Mama, be with me. Let them hear me hear my heart. What I really am feeling, and I want folks to believe that I'm with you, what I'm saying, what I'm writing, and what I'm performing. I've went through it, gone through it, and I want you to feel it. And I want you to know we in this together. So just go from the heart. Try to go from some reality, realness, what you really, really feel, and be okay with knowing you are good enough. And if you start with that, I really feel like the stuff coming out, it'll come out that way. And I really believe in that. And I want folks to believe I love you. Like, I care about you. You could have been somewhere else. But you chose to sit here with me. I want you to know I appreciate it. So here we go. You know.
I don't know why that's so hard for people to grasp. You know, I run a recording studio, and I've got, you know, I'm a vocal boutique. I don't really do bands. I work with singers all the time. And my whole point to them is, first of all, put your cell phone down. Let's stop with this, because I have to believe you when you're singing. I would rather you miss a note, but I believe what you say, than you get every note correct. And I don't believe you. My all time favorite singer. I'm not saying this is the best singer, but my all time favorite singer is Gladys Knight.
Come on. Because
when Gladys Knight sings, "If I Were Your Woman," she's singing directly to me.
Mark, it's to me.
No, you're mistaken. She is singing to me.
Mark, you like, missing it. Nah.
There's a lyric that wasn't missing. And the lyric that is missing is, she was supposed to say, "Mark, I don't know how it got cut.
Do you want me to ask her?
I hear Nikki every time.
No. Maybe in a pre, but the final version, it was Mark. But the thing about her,
what you mean?
Yeah, yes. That's what I wish was coming back. And I, my son is a singer, my youngest, and I try to get him to listen to any singers before like 1992.
Sure.
You know, before the auto-tuning and technology started taking over. I'm like, no disrespect for anybody, but before they were singing. You know, we mentioned off air Frankie Beverly and Mays, you know, may he rest. But I'll tell you what, when they sang, they delivered a song. And now I hear a lot of people that sing, but a lot of people I wouldn't pay to see. See, you're one that I would pay to come and see. And I think that believability is what translates to live shows.
Oh, Mark, thank you for that. That makes my heart just feel good, because I hope so. That's really what I hope people get from it, because I mean it and I love you and I'm coming from my heart. You know, and I've been through some things. So I want you to know we probably done been through the same thing.
I hear you.
Let's just be here for an hour together.
Exactly.
Now, Mark, Gladys is a Detroiter, of course.
Yes.
Number one, she's a Detroiter. So
yes, she is.
Thank you. And I can tell you, for one, knowing her, Gladys is
jealous.
Mold is like Nikki and very positive and speaks just like that. And that is funny that we mentioned her, because actually, Nikki, you sound a lot like her, because that's the way she talks. She's extremely positive, never gets down, and she is constantly always very upbeat. I was amazed and overly shocked when I met her the first time, and I was like, boof, wow, this woman, obviously the song, and by the way, the missing word was Tom, not Mark, just so you know.
That's okay. I'll just let y'all be confused. It's all right.
No. We're all confused. But yeah, she sings with passion. Nikki, yes. You sing with passion.
Thank you, guys. You
should have been in that category from the 1920s to the 1960s in the female vocalist, because that is the range of where you have that, where they all had talent.
Thank you.
The sheer point, because you couldn't hide it,
right?
You know, you couldn't hide talent back then. There was no way. It was just either you had talent or you didn't.
Oh, you didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. So it is.
Wow, Gladys. Yeah, that's cool. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, she's amazing.
It's your live performance, and I hope that everyone is listening. Take some time and go check out some of your videos and see you performing live, because it's different. You know, a lot of people can sound good in the studio and this, but when you see them performing live, I think like Bruno Mars, I think the reason Bruno Mars is who he is, not just his singing, but he puts on a show.
Puts on a show.
When you go to see him, you're getting a full experience. It's not a guy standing up there with a DJ, no disrespect to them.
Sure.
But he's putting on a show. And when he was with Anderson .Paak, come on now.
Yeah,
you know, those are people. Come on. That's a show.
I haven't seen it yet, but I heard nothing but just what you said about it.
That is a show. And when they see you perform, I think that's what people can see. It's just a pro that is out there giving you what you hope to get in a show. You're not selling out. You're not, you know, phoning it in. You're doing your thing. And I truly appreciate what you do.
I appreciate you guys. And I love it when I'm up there, y'all. It's like one of my favorite places to be. I love performing live. And so, yeah, hopefully get to do it some more, you know. Hopefully get out there more.
Exactly. It's, there's so much coming, and hopefully the next in 2025, I'm hoping that the live performances grow. I know it's Live Nation's and their stranglehold on the industry has caused some of the what used to be to diminish a bit, because now it's much more controlled from an one entity. I hate to use the monopoly word, but it's okay. it's just kind of they did a smart business practice, and they what they've got. But there was when COVID came along, all the smaller venues from 1,500 seats and down took the massive hit.
Yes,
and most of them didn't reopen the doors. Most of them shuttered. Even Detroit lost three or four of the best live stage. You know, the places that you had, they just shuttered the doors because they couldn't open them back up.
Absolutely.
Across the country, it was like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we had some of our consistence, you know, our steadies were like, oh, no, we ain't coming back, you know. So, you know, we've had to revamp and rethink and figure it out and, you know, figure out how to get back out there to the folks live. And we're working on it. So we hope that your words next year, hopefully they turn it around, you know.
Hopefully so. If you had to pick one artist, alive or dead, that you would love to be on stage with, who would it be?
Oh,
this is a tough question.
Tom. What?
Yeah, one, maybe two.
This is a tough thing. I can't do that. I have to, you got to let me do some explaining now. That's a tough question.
Yeah, okay.
Because one automatically, which, you know, may she rest, is Whitney. I would have done anything to sing with Whitney Houston. And it could have been anything. Mary Had a Little Lamb. It could just to be with her and sing something together. That would have been great. But also, may he rest. I would have loved to have been on stage with a full band with Frankie Beverly and Maze. That's like my mama's favorite of all time. So they were in my bloodstream from birth. So that would have, I sing them sometimes as covers, you know, that would have been great. And a lot, she was alive. That's such a tough one.
That's tough. They're tough. It's a tough question. It really
let me be thinking while we talk. I'm going to get it. that's a tough one because there's some songs that I hear that I like. I mean, I'd love to just work with what's his name? Lord, I just saw his face. I'm gonna think about it. He's from New Orleans. He was on one of the talk shows, and but now he has his record is big. I'm gonna think about his name. He has dreads. It's just as bad that I can't think of the brother's name. I'm gonna get it. Keep talking to me. We'll get it. Lord.
Was he a drummer? Was he a keyboard player?
He played the keys. This is so bad.
Sad to drive. We're drawing blanks too.
I'm gonna think about it. I'm gonna get it. He was on the talk show host with the guy, and then he went and did big things. Hold on.
Host with the guy.
He played the he was in he was the leader of the band.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it.
There's so many talk show hosts that have a keyboard player.
What's his name?
The guy from New Orleans.
Yes.
He's got a.
Baptiste. He's cute. Baptiste,
yes.
Yeah, oh, I feel bad. I couldn't get that either.
When he listens to this, he's going to be like, how you don't remember my name?
He's a musician's musician right there.
I would love to do something with him because I can feel that our southern roots would come up with some crazy stuff. You know, we'd come up with something with my heart and his, you know, we'd be like, woo! Yeah.
That would be something, yes.
So that's a good one that I would love to work with him.
Yeah, he can play.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
He shames me into believing that I can't play at all.
And he seems like a sweetie pie, so I feel like it would work, you know.
Yeah, he was in the new Color Purple, wasn't he?
Yes. Yep.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Yes.
I do like him. He can play.
Good job. Yeah, man, another artist would be tough. I don't know. I can't think. And as soon as we get off, I'm going to say, God dog it, that would, I know, that.
Yes, Color Purple had a lot of great people involved in it. Tremendous amount. I mean, Allie Willis put so much into that for many years behind the scenes. You know, as his rendition of it went, and the new version came, and so many other people, talented people, have been through that. It's just,
man, you know,
when the movie came out, I didn't want to see it. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with the original Color Purple.
No, there was nothing wrong with it.
I'm like, why would y'all do that? And you made it a musical. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that movie. And then my wife put it on. And I was like, oh my gosh, play it again.
I'm telling you.
It again. That I completely enjoyed that movie. They respected the original.
Yes, but they did.
Breathed new life into it. And I recommended it to so many. Now I never saw the musical. But I love the movie.
Me too. See, my mama was like, "You, I'm good with the first one." And I was like, "Mama, come on." And she said, "Oh, okay." You know, and you know, when it first, I'm going to say this had to be a year before it came out, at least. I auditioned for Sealy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I remember reading it going, now, why they putting me through this? You know they going to get, you know, why? But that's okay. At least they'll know I'm alive. But I remember going, now, you know, I know what they finna do.
But
that was amazing. I loved everything about it, y'all. All the music. Ooh.
Yeah. I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I love musicals. There is not enough of them. I mean, obviously, many of us grew up with The Sound of Music being the number one thing that was thrown at us, what, three times a year when we were growing up. I mean, of course, channels, there was only, you know, three or four channels that we were able to click, click, click to. But the ultimate thing was that musicals, as it was one of the things that drew me to working into Broadway, because of the fact that it was a total different feel. You kind of merge the acting with music, but musicals, it's one of my biggest thing, and I probably never said this out loud ever, but I want to write one before I go. And that's exactly what I want to do. I want to do one. I want to write one from beginning to end. And that is something that I've wanted to do for a very long time. And I'm sure nobody knew that, including Mark.
Oh, man, Tom.
I love you. My musical was West Side Story and then Grease. Those were mine.
But of course, Grease. West Side Story was another fantastic one. All these things. Coming out, obviously, you know, the newest one coming out now is going to be Wicked.
Should be
phenomenal based off of everybody they have in the cast there. That should be something else. So I mean, it is interesting to see that we're still, you know, gravitating towards that. Thank God, because I thought we were repeating every 80s movie. That's all we're doing. It's repeating all the 80s movies. I'm like, wait a minute. I've seen this already.
I love the ending.
I loved Wicked on Broadway.
Yes, it was phenomenal on Broadway. Yes.
And I bet you the music, you know, we love Cynthia. I mean, this is going to be great. I believe it's going to be good. And one of my first, I might be able to work in this town, was I did Rent at the Schubert Theater. I got in this long line of just come standing. This is when I first started out. And I stood in this long line of just get in line and see if we like you. And I ended up booking Joanne. And I got my first agent and all that stuff from that. And that was like my first other than like little Chipman things, you know, and singing backgrounds here and there, that was like the first time where it's like, oh wow, I'm getting paid and per diem, you know, doing what I like to do. That's, you can do that, you know. And that was rent. I'll never
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. It was good being live, you know. Can't beat it.
No. Can't beat those. Can't ever beat, you know, it's like you can't beat opera. You can't beat live, any kind of live thing with between acting and between musicals. I mean, all this stuff is what we are. It's what makes up our entertainment, really.
Yes.
And TV and movies do so much. But again, I don't come away with the same experience as I do as being there, being
right in front,
everybody in a crowd, watching what that person on stage brings that energy into you. And
that's right.
Rarity that you get that. And you can't get that from TV. I mean, there's a couple movies I think that have made me cry, but not very often, you know.
No.
Absolutely different. Live is just different.
Yeah.
The music wise, your thoughts on the up and coming AI music that is now taking center stage in our wonderful industry.
Oh, this is tough, Tom, because I'm gonna tell you, when I first saw that Whitney Houston AI concert, do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
The first feeling was, oh wow, I get to see her, you know. And then it's like, wait a minute, I have mixed stuff, because I don't want you to be able to take all my stuff, all my work, all my voice, and then just put it up without me, you know. But then. That it's just some little things, like in this acting world, and some little stuff to where I can see where it could work. So it's a very tough thing. Don't take my stuff, but man, it works right here. You see what I mean? I'm having
it's bittersweet. Yeah,
I'm having a bittersweet time with that OAI. You know, how y'all feel? What y'all thinking?
I think it's better in the hands of musicians and people that love the art than it is just in normal hands. Like, I'm not going to say, hey, AI, make me a song about a cat.
Right.
I use it like I use a band, you know.
Right.
I'll put some things together, and I'm like, man, I wish I had a saxophone solo here. You know, I have AI do something like that for me. And so I'm using it like I use musicians. But like anything, in the wrong hands, it just becomes another way to add to the 10 million songs a quarter that are coming out. You know. Hey, make me a song about macaroni and cheese, and I'm going to put it on the
internet.
Now there's another song
on YouTube in 5 seconds.
Yeah, so you know, that's the whole thing, is technology has put access for people to make songs that they didn't earn.
Yeah.
And I say that because coming up, Tom, in order to play with other people, you had to dedicate to your craft. You had to play your instrument or work on your singing so that you could play with other people, or you just weren't ready.
Now,
I just gotta, I don't even have to, I need zero musical talent. I need to be able to go to the computer and say, make me a song about my goldfish, make it funny. And the computer does it all. Some of them are really good.
Yeah, well, sure. And see, the frustrating thing about it, like what you're making me think, is that then like me, I want you to come ask me. I'll sing about the fish, you know. I know how to sing.
Exactly.
So I won't get the job, because you can just go say, sing the fish song. And so it's tough, because I have trained to be able to sing you some fish, you know. And so that's another tough part about it, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Mark's right about it. It should be in the hands of people who know how to use it properly in the right settings, instead of replacing everything.
Right.
I mean, we've had fun with it. Him and I have played with it.
Sure.
Some really cool stuff. And
absolutely,
it's easier than working with a whole band sometimes. But most of the time, but there's times that I miss the connection. You miss the emotion. So one of the things I have noticed is that AI lacks the emotion.
Yeah.
It lacks the integrity that is in that end of it. It sounds great, but then all of a sudden you start noticing it all starts sounding the same across the board. So I'm like, huh. So funny enough, we do that Reverb Nation campaign all the time, which yes. of course you've submitted to.
Yes.
And have in the past. One of the things we've noticed is as we've been playing with it, how much of that music that's getting submitted is AI driven.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
I was shocked by how much, because once you know what you're listening to and hearing
sure.
it, because I've played with songs written, my own songs I've written, put in there and I don't like it. So I've played around with it 50 times until I get frustrated and walk away, or I get it right.
Right. But,
and these things are great for demos, because then you can hand it off to people and say, hey, this is what I got. This is what I want to do. Can we do this? But after a while, you started listening and you hear exactly what AI sounds like. And you're like, wait a minute. And we started listening this particular campaign. We started really listening and I'm like, huh. Wow, that sounds familiar. Huh. I know where that's from, and I know I know exactly what you put in to get that. You know what prompts you put in to get that. And you know, I played around silly things. I did a country song and I put a fiddle in it because I said, "Oh, I want a fiddle." And of course, I get a fiddle. And funny enough, it was just messing around at that point when I was doing this because I was frustrated one day, and so I did that and it came out pretty good. But again, it doesn't quite, you know, take the place of everything there is. So some of these songs I want to do is I want to take them and do them with artists, you know, real artists, and do yeah. these things and know what we have a demo here already heard, so we know what we're doing, and half of us can play just by hearing this thing.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see what we've learned in the process, but at the same time I am disappointed.
Yeah, it's tough, because I hope, like I've said, my prayer is that you, similar to what you guys have said, which is such a blessing, that I come in there and you kind of go, whoa, that's different. Okay, wait a minute. You know, I'm praying that our music, you know, gets your ear going and you go, whoa, that's not, you know, Nilly Willy, or that's not AI. That's some different stuff. And so that's the prayer. We're going to try to keep chugging away at how we do, and hopefully we'll get our people, you know, that's the plan, you know, not again, like you say a lot, Market Time, I ain't hating on nobody. I love all people that's doing their thing. I think it's a blessing and it's a good thing. But, you know, I do, you know, you do want hopefully your stuff to get into the heads and the ears of people.
Exactly.
Because it's not AI, it's from the heart. These are real, we've been working hard. You know, that kind of thing.
You know, and I, whenever I'm doing these and I'm talking to someone that is a musician, I miss working with musicians, not even with AI, notwithstanding, but there's so much with samplers and this, like they'll bring me in and I hardly do writing sessions because I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it. And then I got to listen to someone trying to go through 12,000 hi-hats or 12,000 kick drums trying to put, and I'm like, no, just play something. And I miss where people could just play.
Yes.
And it's and now it's different when I'm working with church musicians. That's a whole different thing. That's still fun. You know, all right, man, look, it's gonna be a 2-5-1. I mean, church musicians is different.
Sure.
When I'm working with other genres, hip hop, R&B, trap, it's the musicianship. I'm not saying they don't make phenomenal.
Sure, absolutely.
But, you know, sometimes I'll pull out the guitar and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, cool, let's record. And they don't want to, because they're looking for the right sample. And I'm like, no, man, just, and I miss that.
Yes. You know?
And I'm hoping that there is a resurgence of that.
Me too.
Without that, so many people work alone in their room with their headphones that they don't know. Like, I have a hard time when I'm talking to young producers. I'm always talking to them about the pocket. I'm like, listen, man, that's cool, but it's not in the pocket. It's too clean. I said, man, I need it to be in the pocket. But if you've never played with another human being,
that's right.
No. You don't know what pocket is. They're like, well, should I humanize it? I'm like, okay.
Oh, man. Or you have a situation with us. Like, sometimes we have to have people come over to audition, like to do the drums or whatever. And you First of all, you know instantly. It doesn't take but 2 seconds, right? You know if they're going to. And I find that I have a lot of. Right? And I find that we go, what about. That's it. Just do that. That's all I want you to do. That, just see what can we just do that for this whole thing. Just stay there. And Mark, Tom, you it's like pulling teeth, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
I make all of my producers listen to, I don't care what style of music, they must sit down and listen to, without speaking, they have to listen to Bill Withers, "Keep on Using Me Till You Use Me Up."
Do you hear me what I'm telling you, Mark? Do you hear me what I'm telling you?
Yep. I'm like, that is a human being playing those drums. There's a clap. I'm like, and just listen to the pocket because they're listening to each other.
Do you hear me what I'm saying? See, my right-hand man that works with me, this Stuart, that's something that he just has. That dude got that pocket down. And it's like, what's that saying in one of Denzel's movies? You can throw it 50 feet, but you can't pitch it right here. You know, it's like...
Yep.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I have a lot of that. Like, just come on, less is less right now. Just bring it down, me and you. Let's just be here, you know.
It's because with samples, you just keep adding another sample.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, lack of sound is sound. You know,
come on.
Let it breathe.
Ooh, so, me.
I think that's why your live shows it, because you feel it. It's that interaction between you and the band. And I hope that's why you can't get it with the DJ.
Yeah.
You know, you need the musicians vibing off each other. Yeah. That's why I keep telling people they should see your live stuff, because
it feels different.
It feels different than the sample stuff. No, and again, no disrespect to the sample. They get their feelings hurt.
Everybody doing good stuff.
Yeah, but you know, when you feel the live, when you feel the difference, I think you thirst for it. You're like, oh yeah, that does feel different. And
I hope so.
Whenever someone like you was on there doing all this, I'm like, man, go check out the live stuff.
Oh, thank you.
You cannot get that from the samples. And I know I've kept you a long time.
Enjoy. So much fun.
We're running out of our time.
Exactly. I enjoy talking to musicians. I
appreciate that. I enjoy talking to y'all. Tom, Mark, it's been great. Thanks for having me. It's fun to talk about it again.
Yeah, you know? Next song that drops, we'll revisit this, have some fun, talk about the song, talk about music, creation of music.
and definitely let us know. We'll write an article about you the whole nine. Yeah. We'll do you right.
I know you will.
You're one of us now. You're in our tribe. You're one of us.
Yes. Thank you.
Come on. Yes, we need to update your article that is on the website already, because that is old. That's a couple of years old now.
Oh, that's we got to update some stuff.
Yeah, we got to update that, because that was two and a half years ago.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah,
so maybe even it may even be farther than that. Let me look. I can tell you when.
Oh, well, Tom, we got to add the movie, the song.
I know. We got to add everything. I got to, yeah. I will get someone on that, because we have to update that, because there's several from the beginning. You were one of the ones in the beginning of the original span when we did when Music Addict did the reviews, when we started doing reviews. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get that out, could I?
That's all right. I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there. My thoughts were going too fast. When we did it originally. So, yeah, we need to update that. We definitely got to come down and update that.
Absolutely. Yeah, update me now.
And look, if you're ever in Chicago, whenever you come to Chicago, you got to come see me. I got you.
Oh,
you got to come see
me. I haven't seen studios like this in a long time.
I'm old school. You gotta come down and give some of my people. You can't write a check musically we can't cash. You come on down, we got you.
I love it. I'm coming.
Come on. Don't say it if you don't mean it.
Tom, appreciate y'all. Mark, and kiss Ted. Tell Ted, stop being a stranger now.
I will tell him that. I definitely will mention it to him. Because,
I appreciate you guys so, so very much.
Oh, thank you for your time. I truly
and go listen to You Are Enough and go watch the movie now.
Yes. I'm going
to
watch it this week. I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I will watch it this week. It will be on my list. But Amazon Prime, I will find it there.
Yay.
I got both Prime and Apple, so I'll check it. I'm going to probably watch you on Apple.
Yay.
You and the Apple.
I appreciate y'all so much.
Oh, same here. You will. And real quick, we do we're trying to do like a recap, like a year round with some of our round favorite table. People. You got to be there.
You got to be there.
I will be there.
All right. Now.
It'll be,
yes and yes.
The whole bunch of people from the industry and all one conversation. We'll try to organize it the best we can. But it will be a lot of fun.
You have some rookies, some experience. It should be a lot of fun. We want all sides of the spectrum. So you got
to be there.
All right now.
Yay, guys.
Thank you for being on.
No, thanks, you just, I appreciate y'all.
Same here.
Have a good one.
You too.